Okay, tonight, Thursday night, Parshas Truma, less than a week to Purim, and we have a Shiloh here. Which we have spoken about in different venues over the years, or in different ways, and tonight we're going to speak about it in yet a different way. We had a Shiloh several years ago about, this is going back, the first Shiloh is going back 14 years, and that was a Shiloh about whether or not a person is allowed to listen to his to Kriyas HaTorah on the phone. That Shiloh actually was Nogea to me. I had a Simcha Baruch Hashem, our first grandchild was born, and I had to leave early. I was able to daven with a minyan, but I had to leave before Kriyas HaTorah. And could I listen to Kriyas HaTorah on a phone? Could I listen to Kriyas HaTorah on the phone? Then we had a Shiloh that somebody in the shul needed a hearing aid. And that Shiloh hearing aid had four different parts to it. And one part of the hearing aid Shiloh was about listening to Parshas Zocha with his hearing aid on, or listening to Kriyas Megillah with his hearing aid, or listening to Tkiyah Shofar with his hearing aid. Those were the Shilohs that we had at that time. Then recently we had another Shiloh. And that Shiloh was, could we, as we did, people were looking for Chizuk, we were looking for Chizuk, if you can remember back, it's hard to forget, at Pesach time, all our shuls were closed. And the question was whether or not we could do any type of Chizuk. And we came up with an idea of the first Friday, I believe, after Pesach, we said Pita Maketeres together, then we said Ashrei together, then everybody davened Shemoneh Esrei to themselves, and then we sang Yedid Nefesh together. And that first Shabbos, we had more than 100 people on the phone, we were singing Yedid Nefesh together. Then somebody asked, could we do anything during the week for Shachris? Could we do anything during the week for Shachris? So we came up with the following suggestion. We would daven Vasikin, and what we would do was we would start off with Birchas HaShachar. One person would be the Chazan. Everybody would say Baruch Hu Roshimai Amen to the Brachas. And then we'd say Baruch Shama with an Amen. Then Yishtabach with an Amen. And then during Birchas Kriyashma we'd say Amen to the Brachas, and we'd say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh together. Is that permissible or not? Now, that's the Shaila. Now, tonight, the Shaila is that there are many people who unfortunately have not left their houses yet, Kemat, since Vayakel Pekudei. And they don't plan on leaving their houses for this Shabbos. It's a problem with Zohar, Parsha Zohar. And the bigger Shaila is, what's going to be with the Megillah? What's going to be with the Megillah if they can't get out of their house for Purim? Can't get out of their house for Purim.
The email came that you can hear.
Okay. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about it all.
No. My question is, do you have to hear and see?
Can't hear.
Yeah, hold on. Just one second, Abdulhi. One second. So we have a Shiloh now. Can a person listen to the Megillah on Zoom? On Zoom. Now, this Shiloh of listening to the Megillah on Zoom, it's amazing. But Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, and going backwards in time to the Chazon Ish.
Rabbi, we keep losing you.
You're losing me? Okay, I'm going to move. Thank you for telling me. This is usually better. Is this better? Somebody please tell me. Okay, fine.
Everybody should mute themselves.
Yes, please. Unmute yourself whenever you want to ask a question. Thank you. So, The Shaila now becomes, this went back, as I said, to Rav Moshe, back to the Chazon Ish, back to the Minchas Elazar. It really started in the beginning of the 20th century with accessibility to telephones, whether or not listening to something on the phone would work to Mekayim HaMitzvah. And of course, the Shaila was Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah. Now, I will give you an example. I was involved, because of my mother, Aleha Shalom, which is a very simple Shaila, which probably takes place every Matzoi Shabbos in hundreds, if not thousands, of homes, where there are people who... Just one second. Where there are people who are not able to make Havdalah. My mother, Aleha Shalom, was one of those people. She was not able to make her own Havdalah. And the question is, what should she do? Would it suffice for my brother or my brother-in-law at that time to make Havdalah for my mother over the phone? Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, was of the opinion, although it's not lechatchila, it's not preferred, but one could make Havdalah over the phone, and the person hearing the Havdalah would be Yotze with that Havdalah over the phone. Now, Rav Moshe himself had the following question. And this is the question that all Poskim had to deal with. When you listen to something over the phone, let's make it simple for a moment, over the phone, or you're listening to something over a microphone, or you're listening to something with a person who unfortunately is not hearing so well and has hearing aids. When that person hears the voice, the human voice that they hear, are they actually hearing a human voice or not? They're definitely hearing a facsimile of a human voice. And you definitely have the ability to recognize who you're talking about very often when you hear something on the phone. But is it the mitzvah of hearing the Megillah or Havdalah, or for a person with hearing aids, Shofar, Parsha Zohar on Shabbos, is that going to be a kiyum of the mitzvah? Is that going to be a kiyum of the mitzvah? That's the shaila here. Is that a kiyum of the mitzvah? And, Rav Moshe says that he's not sure. It's something new. It's a chiddush. It's a new mitzvah. And he's not sure. Now let me tell you what I mean. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who was an extremely, extremely, extremely involved in electricity. He wrote an entire sefer on electricity. Electricity was a new phenomena which started in halachic circles back into the beginning of the 20th century. It was a big, big shaila what the status of electricity is. And the biggest shaila was electricity vis-a-vis Shabbos. A shaila, could you bench lift on an electric bulb? Could you make Havdalah on an electric bulb? Could you use electric bulbs for Hanukkah? Is electricity permissible? Can you use it on? Can you turn it on Yom Tov? Can you turn on a light on Yom Tov? When I was growing up in Crown Heights, there were people who paskined that on Yom Tov you can turn on electric lights. Imagine that. Imagine that. There were people like that. So now, Dr. Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who was very involved in, as I just mentioned, understanding electricity, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, it is not a human voice. The voice that begins with a human being, and through the microphone, and I myself unfortunately do not know the sub-subtleties of how this works, but a person speaking into a microphone or any other type of mechanism, such as a regular phone, or a microphone, or if somebody is wearing a hearing aid, that voice that goes through the wires and into the amplification of the device is no longer considered a human voice. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman holds. It's not a human voice. And if, yes?
So what? What's the limud that says you have to have a human voice?
Well, the limud that says you have to have a human voice is you have to hear from somebody who's a bar chiyuva. If you're hearing from a non-human voice, then you're absolutely not hearing from a Bar Chiyuva. There is no tzad in the velt. Let me say one thing, that anybody in the world holds that somebody could record the Megillah and 6 months later somebody could listen to it, Miyetz and Megillah. There's no tzad in the velt. That's because that's not a human voice. The only tzad over here is whether it's a human voice is because the person who is talking with immediacy and through his kayach, it is being transferred into the wires and coming out the other side. But if a person would tape something and then a month later let somebody listen to it on a tape, there's no tzad in the velt according to anybody because that's not a human voice. Of course, the sounds are coming came from a human being, but it's not a human voice. And if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds, the same thing is applicable even with immediacy. Even if a person talks and it goes into whatever device it goes into and it's moving because of the person's voice and it comes out at the other end with immediacy, it's still not a human voice, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Now,
maybe the issue with the recording is because there was no chiyuv when he recorded it.
No, okay.
You're
right. Even if you record it early in the morning on Purim and you listen to a recording, there's no tzad in the belt anybody holds. It's good. I hear what you're saying, Shai. It's a good point.
Kedakacho. Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, I have mentioned this when we had this question with you a couple of years ago when I had Rav Avram Chaim. I had to ask him if my mother could hear Havdalah in a different neighborhood from me making Havdalah here. And his response to me was, since my mother enjoys my voice and me so much, under only those circumstances, he said, okay.
Okay, so I want to tell you the following. So Ramesha Zatzal, he has three tshuvas about this, two that are more explicit, and one smaller tshuva. He is of the opinion, unlike Rosh Shlomo Zalman, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman himself, which is such an interesting historical fact, printed a tshuva saying that you cannot be Yaitzah with any type of microphone or telephone. Then he went to talk to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish died in 1953. Shlomo Zalman was a young man at the time. Shlomo Zalman died in 1996, if I'm not mistaken. And Shlomo Zalman, he was in his 80s then, so, you know, 40 years before, he was talking to a young man in his 40s. And he spoke to the Chazon Ish after he printed what he printed, and the Chazon Ish told him he's not agreeing with him so fast. Efshir, if a human being is speaking and it's his koyach which is generating the sound and it's coming out with immediacy, Efshir. Ramesha also does not recommend this, lechatchila. And that could be, Reb Nachi, what the Reshiva Zatzal was saying to you also, that Ramesha says when there's no choice, again, a woman who's home or someone sick in the hospital, Rachman al-San, and there's no other way they're going to have Abdullah except over the phone. So Rabbi Shalom holds it's okay. Rabbi Shalom holds it's no good. Rabbi Shalom holds it's no good. You're not Yaitz Abdullah. You've done nothing. Now, this is a Bachleikis. The Chazon Ish and Rabbi Shalom and Rati Pesach Frank seem to hold that by Megillah it's okay. Shofar is a different problem. We're not going to discuss Shofar now. Maybe we'll mention it again in a moment. But Lamaisa, Lahalacha, it's a problem. It's a problem. A serious problem. So, Reb Shlomo Zalman, as I just mentioned before, and most of the contemporary Poskim after Reb Shlomo Zalman, Reb Avadia Yosef is one of the people who holds like that as well. The Minchas Yitzchak holds like that. They are of the opinion that you are not Yaitza Havdalah if you're going to use a microphone or a telephone. You're not Yaitza Havdalah. Now, right now in our city, I'm going to get to it because I want to be very explicit and very open. Rabbi first gave a shiur, and he said, I was not part of the shiur. I spoke to myself. He holds that you are not Yaitzah B'dieved. No B'dieved. Nobody can be Yaitzah the Megillah on any type of device, a phone or a Zoom. You cannot be Yaitzah the Megillah. That's what Rabbi first is of the opinion. Lamaisa, his Rebbe, Ramesha says, okay, he holds that was A. Now we understand electricity better, A. B. Now here's another point here, which I'm going to get to right now. B. Right now, there is almost nothing in the world that works with what was called the analog system. Right now, everything works on a digital system. The difference between analog and digital is, analog means something goes into the wires, You know, there was a time where something went into wires and went under the Atlantic Ocean. And there were wires that went under the ocean and connected to Europe and connected to the Middle East, etc., etc., etc. Analog system. Nowadays, everything is digital. What is digital? A digital system means that a person, I'm speaking now without a lot of depth. Without a lot of depth is how these things work. I'm telling you what's going on now. In a digital system, things are recorded in bytes, and then they are sent along whatever the track is. It's almost as though you are getting, not almost as though, this is what's happening, you're getting packages delivered, packages that have syllables, and they're constantly getting delivered. It's unbelievable when you think about the mechanisms that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed to be created. They're incredible. So what's happening now is that people are getting not, quote-unquote, a voice whose koyach is pushing something through the wires. The voice is recorded. And then the electrical power is sending these bytes of recordings to wherever address they're going to. Okay. And therefore, there are many people, and Rabbanim in this city, and Rabbanim who belong to the Choshen Mishpachayil, who are of the opinion that even if Rabbi Isha and the Chazanish and Ratipes of Frank and the Minchas Alaza held it would be okay, that was only in an analog system. They would never hold it's okay in a digital system. That's what they want to claim. So I called Rabbi Reese today also, because Rabbi Reese issued a psak with his Rebbe, based on his Rebbe, Rehershel Shechter. And I asked him, why is he saying it's okay? So he claims that the situation is that just like Rav Moshe holds, that the voice that goes into the wires is really not a voice, but nevertheless, since it is through the koyach, as the Chazan has said, and it's happening with immediacy, even though it's getting into the wires, it's still going to be considered a human voice. So the fact that now it's pre-recorded into sound bites, into little small packages of syllables that are sent along a wire and it goes somewhere else, that's also considered an extension of your koyach, your strength in coming with immediacy. I want to say something. When our first child got married, our son-in-law's name is Rabeli Parnas. They live in Baltimore. Our son-in-law has a grandfather who Baruch Hashem is still alive, although unfortunately this week he suffered a stroke. Wishing him a refuah shleima. Rabbi Yehuda Parnas, very famous Rebbe in Yeshiva Shabbat Yitzchak Chanan, and then in Turo, Landers, and a big Talmud Chacham. He was the Masada Kedushin at our first child's wedding. So he wanted to make sure that there should be no mic under the chuppah. Why not? Because a mic under the chuppah means, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, for instance, you're not hearing the brachas from the person. Or a minion of people are not hearing the brachas from the person. And therefore, he did not want a mic under the chuppah. I do not remember if we had no mic at all, or we had 10 people standing close to the chuppah. Somebody else told me today that he was under a chuppah once, and they gave the mic to Rosh Scheinberg's atzal. He pushed the mic away. He did not want the brachas of the chuppah to be done through a microphone. Through a microphone.
Correct.
What? Rebbe. I don't hear you.
His Talmud, Rukuchek also did the same thing.
Okay.
My wedding.
Okay. So
personal chumras, not necessarily Pashkin LaHalach.
That's correct. That could be. So, but what I am saying is the following. This is a Shiloh. Now, I'd like to say like this. And for Reb Shaya, who is the elder statesman of the Shir over here, this shiur was originated to discuss Shailas LaHalacha, to understand how the halachic system works, and to deal with the Shailas Halacha L'mais. Now, in the time allotted, we just spoke about the Machloikas. We went a step further, and we said that besides being a Machloikas, then you have to deal with the L'maisa. Because with the Megillah, we also have a problem. The problem with the Megillah is that if you are not going to be able to lane over Zoom, then what are you going to do to people who are in different places? A. B, what are you going to do with people who are in hospitals where they're not letting people in? What's going to be? what's going to be. So I want to tell you one Eitzah, which is really not such a good Eitzah, but we're discussing it. Let's discuss it. If a person is holding a Kosher Megillah in front of them, this is nogea to what Reb Shaya was asking before. As a matter of fact, a Meister there at the show called Eretz Chemda, they made it, I was told, I did not hear it myself, they made a tape. The tape goes like this. It's a tape, a recording. Stop. Giving a person time to read the first three words of the Megillah. Then they continue. Hu Achashverosh. Stop. Read the words. Now a person has to have a Kosher Megillah for that. If a person has a Kosher Megillah in front of them and they hear the words being, and they read the words off a tape, so they're reading it from their Megillah, it's okay, but that's also not so practical. How many people have Megillahs? How many people have Megillahs? Okay, so I'd like to say the following. Everybody holds, including Rabbi Herschel Schechter, who I didn't speak to directly, and Rabbi Reese's Talmud, who I did speak to. Everybody holds that lichatchila, you should definitely not use Zoom. This is not a lichatchila at all. Nobody holds it's lichatchila. Even Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish themselves write, it's an efsher, it's a bidyeved, it's a shasatchak. Okay, so therefore, if somebody in fact is not able to get out, doctor prohibits him from getting out, okay, you have a shaila. As I said at the beginning of this year with my mother, Alei HaShalom, it was a very difficult situation for her to have Avdol. But we have another issue going on over here as well. And this I was thinking about before I give the shiur. I know there are a lot of people on shiur on the Zoom tonight. And I know Rav Shaya's reaction, but I would like to say something else. Rav Moshe really alludes to this. We are not averse to harnessing technology in a way that will be helpful. Okay. However, I want everybody to understand something. If there are, or if there is, a big misunderstanding that Zooming is something that can be done. Yeah, I know, the Rabbanim said this, the Rabbanim said that, but the Maaseh said they permitted it. So next year, when there's no corona, are people going to say, let's Zoom? Or whatever it might be, let's Zoom. What do I have to schlep? Let's Zoom. So
is that true of any Shasat Chak?
That could be. But this Shasat Chak, you are correct, Rav Shaya, and I was wondering how you're going to react to this. I hear 100% what you're saying, and I appreciate it. I'm just telling you the following. That Lamaisa, this is a big Shasat Chak. Lamaisa, the Rapaiskim hold, you're not Yaitse B'dievet. And Lamaisa, Megillah is an incredibly important mitzvah, although, it's Midibri Kabbalah and it's not Midaraisa. I want to tell you something. There are many Paiskim who hold, as we just mentioned, and the Paiskim write with fear and with tremendous feeling. If you say that a microphone and a telephone and a Mamela hearing aid is not good, you're making it very difficult for people who need hearing aids. For Schaefer. Making it difficult. So now, I remember in Lakewood, going back now more than 40 years, the people who needed hearing aids, they stood at the Bima. They went to the Bima. For Tekiah Shaifa, they went to the Bima. They took out their hearing aids, they went to the Bima. And if I'm not mistaken, some people did that every Shabbos morning for Kriyas HaTorah as well. Okay, some people can't hear without hearing aids. With all the new technology and all the fancy type of hearing aids there are, and all the implants that they have, cochlear, etc., etc., etc. For some people, it's an incredible thing. They can hear. And for them, at least they have a Rav Moshe or a Chazon Ish, and maybe they Yotze B'dievet, according to the Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish. So besides Sheini, it's a gewaldige thing. So I'm not painting anywhere here in broad strokes. I want to lay it down clearly that many, many Paiskim hold, you're not Yotze B'dievet. Some place can hold, you could be yaitzeh b'dieved. B'shas atchak, with a maybe, with an efshar. Therefore, anybody who can get to a place where they're going to lay in the Megillah should absolutely avoid Zoom. No shayla b'chlal, they should avoid Zoom. They should try to arrange. If they can get to shul, they should get to shul. And you want to get to a minyan in which you're socially distant, do that. You want to invite someone to your house, and you sit in the kitchen with a closed door, and that person will lean from the living room with a mask on, and you'll be able to hear him. Do that. But try to avoid Zoom. Try to avoid Zoom. Try to avoid it. If a person can't, you want to know if there's a shita, so I'm saying, you heard what I said. Hear what I said. Is there a machlekes? Yes. Up to and including our city? Yes. There's a machlekes about this shayla. Is the shayla important? Extremely important. Havdalah alone is important. Hearing aids are important. And now we're dealing with a shayla which affects the masses about Kriyas HaMegillah with people who don't want to come into shul. So anybody is welcome to call anytime they want to know about a personal shayla. I'll gladly discuss with anybody their personal situation. But overall, this is a very serious shayla. Overall, there's no question it should be avoided. All the people who martyred, I'm talking to people right now, today, the people who martyred, Rabbi Schechter, and Rabbi Willig, and Rabbi Reese, they are not telling people to run and go do Zoom. If there's a situation of Bidiyevid where a person can't, do you have what to be Saimachan? Yes. But it has to be understood that this is not a Mahalach, not for this year and not for next year. If those people need it, then B'shas HaChak, we can do it. On that note, I'd like to end.
Rabbi Cohn?
Yeah.
It's Josh. I just think it's Nogir for 1 second.
Yes.
To mention for people that are over 65, it's very Nogir for the Shiloh that there's a vaccines available multi Shabbos and Sunday through Aguda. If they haven't seen the email, and then I don't, then there might not be any brought to the community for a while. So people should clap around and grab that opportunity.
Okay, well, thank you for mentioning. I want to mention that Hatzalah also called me and told me they have also a number of vaccines, and people can call them.
It's all the same. It's all together.
Okay, now it's all together. They told me this morning it was separate. Okay, fine. So I'd just like to conclude. I have another Eitzah also, Josh. That's what I was going to say. We can all be Zeicha that Mashiach should be here before Purim. There won't be any corona. Everybody who can't hear well will be able to hear well. We'll all be in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know who will lay in the Megillah. I don't know how many different careers they'll have. And that way the whole Shiloh will be avoided. We should all be Zeicha to be Matzliach. Rabbi Yisai, thank you all for calling in. It's an honor. Next week, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, I hope to have another Shir. B'negeah for Purim for everybody as well. I'll let everybody know through email when that will happen. Hatzlacha Rabbah to everybody. Kol Tov. Thank you all. Thank you. So many people tonight. Thank you.